11:2018, and I call the regular board meeting of Arun Yufa School District Board of Education to order. It's now 4:32. Roll call, please. Dr. Mitchell.
Yes. Lynn Ebenkamp.
Here.
Angelina Pride.
Present.
David Malkin.
Present.
Donna Friedman.
Here.
Carrie Chen.
Here.
All board members are present.
And agenda, any changes?
From staff, yes, we have one change. It is on the consent calendar. Mm-hmm. So it is item 8B3. It's the sixth grade outdoor science school field trips to the Angeles Oaks, California. There, on that particular item, there are a number of schools that were listed, and so we are removing all schools except for Rorimer Elementary. So with the exception of Rorimer Elementary, the schools included in the sixth grade outdoor science school field trip are removed and will be brought forward separately at a future board meeting. In light of this, the financial impact has been corrected to read not to exceed $12,000 from site general funds.
Okay, so that's it. Any other changes?
None from staff.
No. Okay. Okay, I need a motion to adopt the agenda with the changes of...
I move to adopt consent with the changes to consent calendar.
B8B3. All right.
I second.
Any move? And as you need a second, all people say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Any comments on the closed session?
None have been received.
Okay. Then we'll recess to closed session at 4:34.
We place our hands over our hearts. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Arun Yufa Unified School District. On motion by Lynn Ebenkamp and a second by Don Freeman, the vote of the board was as follows. Kerry C. Chen, yes. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Don Freeman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Algina Pride, yes. Motion carries. Board recognition. Dr. Nimichov, Board of Education.
Yeah. Sure. Thank you. This evening we have some recognitions to honor some of our students for National Merit Semifinalists and Commended Students, as well as National Flight Academy students. If we could have the board come forward, and if Dr. Zamora would come to the podium.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Tonight, we are honoring students from Roland High School who have achieved honors as semifinalists for the National Merit Scholarship Program. These students have been selected as National Merit Scholarship semifinalists based on their high test scores, PSAT and MSQT. Some 16,000 of the high scores, representing less than 1% of the nation's graduating seniors, qualify as semifinalists. We are honored tonight to have some of our students here to be presented with an award. Tonight we have Millie Suri Ani Santoso. We also have Jet Vong. He may not be here with us tonight. And Kui Ya Wu. They're not here tonight. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. We're also honoring students for the National Merit Scholarship Program that are commended students. The Roland Unified School District has 22 students who have been recognized by the 2019 National Merit Scholarship Board for exceptional academic promise demonstrated by their outstanding performance on the qualifying test used for the program entry. And tonight, we honor the following 22 students. Some of our students are here, and some of our students are not here tonight. So tonight, we're honoring Sing Young Bao, Angel Ceja, Mina Cheng. I believe Mina is here. Michelle Chu. Gordon Choi. Not here tonight. Michael Choi. John Ho. Ashley Kwao. Brandon Kwan. Ashley Lung. Henderson Mock. David Militante. Andrew No. Maggie Nee. Selena Pan. Wade Sun. Sharon Tam. Anthony Neil Tan. Jeffrey Wong. I believe Jeffrey is here. Ellen Wei. Nicole Wong. And Andy Wu. Let's give them all a hand. Thank you. We have one more group of students being recognized. The following three students are being recognized by the National Flight Academy. This summer, three of our students in the IB program, Andrew No, Kay Oda, and Bella Lee, had the opportunity to be part of an internship through Cal Poly Pomona. Students in this program come away with understanding of career opportunities in the transportation industry, and they are encouraged to pursue college degrees that prepare them for transportation careers such as civil engineer, mechanical engineer, and electrical engineer. Tonight, join me in commending the three students for their accomplishment and their future aspirations. Let's give them a hand.
And I'd like to recognize and thank the Jolic Elementary School students, parents and staff, and the community members for providing the refreshments at tonight's board meeting. Thank you. The next item is the Jolic Elementary Spotlight Report. Jolic Elementary Principal John Stallman, along with Mrs. Nancy Buck and Mr. Robert Salen, and the students Lisa Madrid, will provide a brief report highlighting what is going on at their organization.
Good evening, Roland School board members, and greetings from Jolic Elementary School. Thank you for inviting us to be here tonight to share some of the wonderful things happening at Jolic. Dr. Stallman is here and is very excited for all of the many ways Jolic Jaguars are developing their riding during Riders Workshop, how they are showing their cubs around campus for our positive behavior, and how we continue to use technology to create amazing ways to share our learning. Mr. Salon, our Jolic PTA president, is here too to show how happy he is students are having fun adventures on Jolic's campus with our monthly spirit stays, how PTA is supporting our field trips for all the grade levels, and making fun family events for all of our Jaguar families to enjoy throughout the whole year. Miss Buck is here to show how excited she is that our Jolic Jaguar students are participating in worldwide initiatives like the Global Cardboard Challenge last week and the Global Read Aloud this month. She is also super excited with our JJTV weekly episodes and how we have been invited to take our JJTV production team to KTLA Television Studios for our backstage tour of their everyday productions so we can give an even better with our shows. Overall, we have a lot of great things going on in our school. Thank you again for letting us share them with you. Before we go, I'd like to ask one favor. May I take a short video of you all waving and saying hello to our Jellic Jaguars so we can include it with our next JJTV episode?
Yes.
Why don't you stand right in the middle?
Wow.
In 3, 2.
Jelly, Jelly Jaguar. Hello, Jaguar.
Yay.
Hey.
John.
So just, yeah, in the center, and then Alex is going to stand. Thank you, Jarek. That's the superintendent report, Dr. Mitchell.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. Good evening to our board. The month of October, we welcome Red Ribbon Week, which is October 23rd to the 31st, and also October is National Bully Prevention Month with Unity Day on October 24th. I wanted to share an important message that has been taking place. There's a lot that's been happening across our district and in our community. In general, our youth are dealing with many challenges and stressors that are unimaginable to many people. To a child, these challenges may feel unsurmountable or impossible to overcome. Recently, there have been posts and comments shared on the Roland Buzz Facebook page regarding suicide, self-injurious behaviors, bullying. These are very complex challenges where, unfortunately, there's not often a quick, simple fix. It will take all of us in our community to support our young people. To clarify, bullying is unwanted, aggressive behavior that is repeated over time, generally among school-aged children, that involves a real or perceived power imbalance. The Roland Unified School District takes a hard stance on bullying, as all students have the right to come to school in an environment that is safe and conducive to learning. Rather than airing opinions on social media, we encourage our parents and our community members to learn more about bullying and the challenges that our young people are facing, to talk with their children, and to be involved with our schools to support the safe learning environment. Unity Day, which again is October 24th, is part of National Bully Prevention Month in the month of October, and it's a day for us to join together against bullying, to unite for kindness, acceptance, and inclusion. These issues are far greater than a school or a district issue. These are large community and society issues that unfortunately are not isolated to a single zip code or ethnicity. It will take the commitment of many to be proactive in our stance to work to support the youth in our community. If you have questions or concerns, we encourage you to please reach out to your school principal and know that this is a topic that's taken seriously throughout the district. We welcome comments tonight from our community, particularly those who offer assistance and willingness to partner with us for these very important subjects. We do have 3 meetings that are scheduled. Our PTA is actively engaged and involved. We will be doing our Roland Council PTA meeting next week. We also have a community member that has come forward to help us and be part of a solution is calling together a community meeting for next week. And then I have a regularly scheduled parent advisory council, superintendent parent advisory council, that's also later this month, which will be a topic of conversation. Because I think it's time to bring these issues out into the public and to share for all of us to come together to support our students and our youth in our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. Okay. Student board representative, the first one is Santana High School. We'll start with the report from Santana. Susana Chuchena, ASB member from Santana High School.
Hi. Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Susanna Chinchilla, and I just wanted to provide you with an update on what we've been up to at Santana High School. With our inspiring teacher, Ms. Mana, we've done so many exciting things. I'm so sad she couldn't be here with us today, but... Towards the end of August, we had a door decorating contest. Many people participated. It was great. There was so much participation, way more than there was last year, actually. The winner with the best door contest won a pizza party. Then the beginning of September, we had our first awards assembly of the year. Students get rewarded for their hard work and dedication in class. We have something called SOAR. I'm not sure if it's in any in every school, but we like take a big, that pretty much impacts on us a lot because we look up to that SOAR. I'm sorry. We also have raffles every assembly. After every assembly, students won earphones, gift cards, and other fun convenient items. Then after, we had an ice cream social to welcome all of our students back. All of our old students back and our new students. Everyone got an ice cream after the assembly. I'm sorry. We have many more activities going on and coming up. Like we have Spanish Heritage Month. We have Ribbon Week, as well as we are selling boograms and Polaroid pictures to raise money for other activities. We also have painting pumpkin contest. We have a costume contest, and we have a lot more coming up as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Susanna.
Good job.
Okay. Next, we will receive a report from Alyssa Chenvoda, ASB Vice President from Nogales High School.
Hello. Good evening, Mr. President, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the Cabinet and members of my audience. My name is Alyssa Chavola, and I'm here today to represent Nogales High School. Since the summer, our ASB has been preparing for our homecoming fashion show, dance, and game. Our homecoming halftime show and game was on October 5th, where ASB performed a beautiful show, dancing to many songs from Beauty and the Beast soundtrack, which was our homecoming theme this year. This year, we had a change of location for our homecoming dance. It's typically in the gym, but this year we utilized our air-conditioned multi-purpose room, where we were able to expand homecoming dance with the option of indoor and outdoor seating, larger food setup, games, and a larger DJ setup, so it was really cool for the kids to interact in a different way. Our homecoming had an attendance of over 500 students and plenty of staff this year, which was a really great turnout. We also had quite a few other events in the month of October. Nogales will be welcoming Lord Mayor for an official invite to the 2019-2020 London Band Trip. October 22nd through 26th, we'll be holding our annual Red Ribbon Week, where students have the opportunity to participate in spirit days and lunch activities planned by the collaboration of ASB, our Serve Success Academy, and Link Crew. Only into the first week of October, our seniors have been informed about several college workshops and scholarship applications. Every single one of our counselors has reached out to those en route for a four-year university and those who would like to continue on to college. Every AVID student this month will be signed up for the PSAT, taking place on October 24th, and every junior has the option to sign up as well. Our fall sports are slowly coming to an end and to an exciting new start with our winter sports tryouts. We are really glad we have had a fun field overall season. On the 18th, Nogales invites all the parents to the first conference this year. All parents will have the opportunity to have one-on-one time with their students, teachers. Coming up on October 30th, we have our first blood drive of the year with the American Red Cross Foundation. As the weather slowly comes to a cool temperature, we will be having the last of our Kona Ice Truck fundraiser during lunch all of October for the students and staff to enjoy. This concludes this month's announcements. Thank you.
Thank you, Alyssa. Emily Birch, ASB Speaker of the House from Roland High School, will provide her report next.
Good evening, Mr. President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Emily Birch, and I'm the Speaker of the House for Roland High School. Since the last board meeting, the months of September and October have been very busy for Roland High School. On September 14th, we had our senior barbecue. At this event, seniors get the opportunity to wear their senior attire and get a free veggie burger or cheeseburger. Besides the food, the most anticipated activity at this event was voting for their homecoming top six. On Friday, September 28th, we hosted our fall sports rally to recognize all four fall sports in season. The theme was Halloween, and we decorated the new quad in tombstones and Halloween decorations. To correspond with the theme, we had a competition where all sport teams had to send up a representative and use toilet paper to wrap one member. The winning team cross-country successfully wrapped one representative and made her look like a real mummy. The first week of October was our homecoming week. There was no time for slacking off. Roland High School was in complete work mode for the entire week. Trying to promote homecoming, we decorated the campus in blue and gold decorations. In addition, each day of the homecoming week, we had different spirit days. Mixed Match Monday is where students got to wear wacky and crazy clothes that didn't match. Tuesday was Tourist Tuesday, where students dressed up in the iconic floral shirts and fanny packs. Wednesday was Wild West Wednesday, where students brought out their inner cowboy and dressed in flannels and bandanas. Thursday was Triplet Thursday, where students found two other friends that they can match with. On Friday, the spirit day was called The Storm is Coming, where students showed their school spirit by wearing blue and gold. On Tuesday, October 2nd, we had our homecoming top six rally, where homecoming top six were able to do a little dance, slightly embarrassing themselves to show off their moves. After the rally, all the students had the opportunity to vote for their king and queen. That Friday, October 5th, Roland held our annual blue and gold homecoming spirit rally, where we got to promote the game. This involved performances from choir, cheer, drumline, dance club, boy cheer, and even a dance from our ASB. In addition, a huge surprise by our new mascots, Johnny and Storm the Horse, they got to make their debut. If you want to see more, you can follow them at Johnny and Storm on Twitter. That night, we had our homecoming game. Our attendance at the game was amazing, and fortunately, we defeated Wilson. During the halftime show, the homecoming queen, Marissa DePedro, was revealed and had fireworks to congratulate all the nominees for being nominated. The homecoming king, on the other hand, Michael Guerrero, was revealed at the homecoming dance the next night on October 6th. This year, our theme was Secret Garden, a key to a magical night. I believe the decorations for this dance were the best out of the four homecomings I've been to. Everyone enjoyed it, and the dance and anticipates the next one. Looking forward onto October, the next senior event is October 26th, which is our senior candy buffet, where we give seniors free candy if they wear their senior attire. Next week, we have another spirit week focusing on character awareness traits and mental illnesses. Each day, we promote students to wear a certain color to represent each trait. Monday, we promote blue to show trust. Tuesday, yellow to show respect. Wednesday, orange to show unity and fairness. Thursday, green and purple to show citizenship and responsibility. Friday, pink and red for family and caring. Each day, the trait will have a short lunchtime activity that will help students learn about each trait and how important it is to exhibit these every day. In addition, the character traits will also be highlighted in different aspects of mental illness. Gathering information from National Alliance of Mental Illness, we will be holding activities such as pet therapy and the Message of Hope, sponsored by County of Los Angeles and Power 106. We hope that after the week, students will have a deeper understanding of what it takes to exhibit these character traits, as well as to find assistance if they need it. The following week, October 22nd to 26th, is Red Ribbon Week. And you guessed it, we have another Spirit Week. A little theme for each day to discourage students from using drugs. Monday is Let's Overpower Drugs, where we wear superhero shirts. Tuesday is Hula Away from Drugs, where we wear Hawaiian. Wednesday is Flex Against Drugs, so we wear workout clothes. Thursday is Throw It Back on Drugs, where we wear throwback clothes from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even early 2000s. Friday, being drugs, stink, wear pink, we wear pink. On October 18th, we have our parent conferences, where parents will be able to visit our new quad, talk to our teachers, and get a feel on how their child is doing in class. On October 19th, we will have a full day of digital citizenship and career planning. Our service event for this month will be volunteering at the Buckboard Day Parade and Festival. The November Senior Event is Senior Rec Night that will be held on Tuesday, November 7th, in our gym from 6 to 8 p.m. Here, our seniors can take a break, relax, and enjoy themselves with their peers. Activities will include playing games like air hockey and jumping in inflatables. Finally, we will be starting our annual Michael Koifman Pennies for Patients Drive October 29th through November 16th. All our third period homerooms will compete to see who can bring the most money and points. Donations will be given to the Leukemia Foundation and as well as Michael Koifman Memorial Scholarship. In memory of a past Roland student who has passed away from leukemia. The winning class will receive a pasta party sponsored by Olive Garden. Lastly, the Halloween rally will be held on October 31st. Students can compete to see who has the best costume and get to play games. In conclusion, Roland will stay busy throughout the year with fun and interactive games that keep us thinking, communicating, and contributing. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily. Good job. Public comments. Any comments tonight?
We have four.
Yeah, four. Okay, remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended further or limited by vote of board. A maximum of 20 minutes unless extended by the board is allocated to each subject discussed. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following the presentation. Liz Epinesoza, London.
Audience and everyone present, thank you for letting me speak. Today is the fourth day of parent conferences, so you'll excuse me if I'm a little rushed or not polished for my presentation. And then I already noticed one thing, I'm missing my phone because I wanted to read something. I'm very fortunate to be a part of this district. I've been in this district, as you know, some of you, since the 60s when I was a kid here. And being part of this community makes me proud because I was a student here and then a employee and teacher. Thank you to Nogales High School for preparing me to learn how to speak and have a desire to be a leader in my little school where I work. And thankfully, I'm here to help represent elementary teachers and the teachers on this district, in the district who are part of our union that are asking for some support in discipline. We're feeling a great need. I'm going to share one document that was sent to me by one of our elementary division employees. And we want you to be heard, to hear us, because apparently some people don't think there's a problem, and we really want to let it be known that we're feeling it all over the district, not just at one school, not at my site in particular, several places. And we'd like to share that it's something that we've been seeing growing and changing over the last few years. It didn't just come all of a sudden. It has been mounting. Thank you, Dr. Mitchell, because you've been focusing on building relationships the last 2 years with your presentations at our kickoffs, which I totally appreciate and value, because I think that's the crux of all of us being here, because we want to build relationships. We want to make things better here at our campuses and make successful students and a proud community. And that's really important to me, and I'm so glad that you've encouraged us to build relationships. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're here, why we are representatives of the union, because we want to build relationships with our colleagues, and that's really important. So I appreciate those focuses that you've given us. One of the concerns that has been currently being shared by several teachers and community members as well, who we run into, we see in the stores. I don't live that far away, so I shop in this area, and we run into people, and they share things that refer to not just being a problem for them. So time is out, but unfortunately, maybe I'll send copies of this recommendation from this teacher. Mm-hmm. Okay. I will have to print it and then share it with you, okay? But thank you anyway. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Next. Oh, sorry. All right. Miguel Espinoza.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. My name is Miguel Espinoza. I grew up in this district. I have been at Nogales for 20 years. I am the science department chair, and I am a high school segment director on the ARE board. I would like to say that I empathize with all of you here on the board. You are here during the most massive changes in our education system, changes directly impacting our students. In your time on the board, students are adjusting to the rigor of the Common Core standards in English and math, adjusting to the rigor of the next generation science standards, and they will have to adjust to the new history program soon to roll out. You also have language learners, newly arrived or here since kindergarten, adjusting to the demands of the LPAC. And lastly, you have RSP and SDC students adjusting to the push-in model. As you already know, there probably has not been a more demanding time for the students in our district. We all want to see our kids succeed. In fact, it's in our mission. It is to empower students so that each actualizes his or her unique potential and responsibly contributes to a global society through a system distinguished by rigorous academics, innovative use of technology, creative exploration, and nurturing learning experiences. Nurturing learning experiences, this last piece is where we are falling short. Too many students suffer in silence. Their learning experiences are being eroded year after year. There is one massive change I did not mention earlier, one that is leading to that erosion, the lack of a clear discipline structure since the implementation of PBIS. I'm not here to air Nogales' dirty laundry, but I want to share with you the story of one of my colleagues, a teacher at Nogales, whose daughters attend one of our elementary schools. Her story infuriated me and brought me here tonight. My colleague's daughter was so proud to have her mother at open house, and out of nowhere, a third grade male student walked up to her, pulled down her shirt, and looked down the front of her body there. My colleague was shocked, couldn't believe what she was seeing, and asked the teacher what was going on. The teacher replied that the boy had been harassing students for years. We know this to be true because my colleague and I had a former student whose daughter was also enrolled at that school. And in the first grade, this same boy was harassing her and physically harmed her. And they made reports to that administration, and the boy is still there. Our student decided that she would have to leave the district to protect her daughter. I came back to work at Nogales because I care about this district. My colleague enrolled her kids because she believes in this district. And my former student took her child out because she lost faith in this district. I'm here today because I have lost faith in the process my president, Shay Lohman, has been involved in. He says that this body continues to doubt, that this body has not heard these stories. I am telling you today that if you continue to live with your heads in the sand, parents will ignore our low suspension rates and those dashboard pies and continue to leave to protect their kids. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Miguel.
Dr. Mitchell? Mm-hmm. Could you get some more information on that?
Yes, I will.
Report back to us?
Yes.
Thank you.
Next is Natalie Smith.
Good evening, everyone. As not only an alumna of Ibarra Rincon in Roland High School, and as a teacher at Roland and Alvarado, or former teacher at Alvarado, now a teacher at Roland High School, I bring a unique perspective to the current crisis we are now dealing with at the district as it pertains to student discipline and a general lack of accountability for student behavior. I grew up in Roland. I remember the well-coiffed woman that this building is named after. As a student at Ibarra, I knew that I could go to my teachers and count on them to deal with the issues of bullying and school safety. I was in second grade the first time sitting in the cafeteria at Ibarra when I was called a nigger for the first time in my life. But I could go to my teachers and they would handle it. And they did. And I knew that my teachers cared about my welfare and the safety of me and my fellow students. And I knew that the principal was there to keep us safe. As an employee and a community member, I care about my students, as do my colleagues. We want to be believed when we say that there's a problem. We are told that you've not heard complaints, but my colleagues at some sites are regularly not believed when they share concerns, or worse yet, They are blamed and bullied by their site administration as negative and not caring about kids. This is simply not true and is insulting to those of us who have dedicated our lives to the welfare of the students at our schools. But now there's been a shift in the mindset and the attitudes towards discipline, and I'm very concerned that we are sacrificing the long-term health of the district in the vain pursuit of underreporting discipline problems to manipulate state dashboard data. As both an alumna and current employee, I benefit from having an expanded network of contemporaries to share stories with. The simple truth is that I spend a great deal of time debunking myths about Roland High School and our other schools in the district. There are a large number of people out there who feel that our school is a dangerous place. Most of these people function completely off of rumor and innuendo. The continued rise in unchecked disruptive behavior in our district only fuels these misconceptions and exasperates an already serious problem in declining enrollment. The policy of lowering the number of suspensions to create the illusion of tranquility makes none of us any safer. I have no idea how long you plan on staying in your positions, but I'm not going to sit quietly and watch my home get destroyed just so someone can run around picking up rewards. This is my home. This is my community. These are my kids. My colleagues and I are here to stay. We deserve your support, as do our students. Thank you.
Dr. Mitchell, as part of our Friday reports, can we start getting a weekly update from Dr. Zamora and Dr. Despard on what's going on with the discipline policy and what types of trainings are being implemented and where they're at with communication on this? Thank you.
Certainly. We'll start next week.
Okay, the next, Roy Humphrey.
Okay, thank you for all the good things you do. And first on a note is the September 24th issue of the Tribune on bond oversight committees illustrates, one, no one can be trusted when it comes to money. Number two, school districts historically purposefully deceive their constituents with impunity when it comes to bond issues. And this district is not the exception, especially with its 10% change orders issue, which left auditors Nigrel and Nigrel holding their nose. And thank you for continuing to validate my evaluation of the RUSD Bond Oversight Committee by continuing the presence of Denise Jackman, who is unfit by her own doing and writing. As to who can you trust, I found this study right here as I was going through throwing out paper that I'm trying to get out of the business of having to come here. It's by John Peterson, the ARE then president and chairman of the Finance Public Education California Teachers Association. And just a terse view of that gives every reason to give grounds for an extensive forensic audit of this district. And as ex-chairman Harry Peterson notes, a grand jury should be considered. This district and its administration believes that transparency is a buzzword and should not be trusted, period. The only way we can move forward is if we're honest about our past. As to academics, the recent publication explained that the relative stagnant achievement scores, the title of the article of which, and as in course with Dr. Ben Stein, it's culture stupid. And we all must thank again Mr. William Harrison for his recent contributions. And as to time elements, I talked to the gentleman back. He said, oh, this study, that's, you know, how many years ago that was? Well, most recently, people were looking into a person's conduct 30 years ago. And last but not least, we have 40 seconds to go over that which, did anybody explain to Ms. Sandoval what the possible consequences of colluding with Mr. Bixler over here in the willful attempt to obstruct my right under the law to video record the bond oversight committee? You really need to start looking at it before you start getting your employees involved in that sort of conduct. Thank you.
So next we have a public hearing on the proposed submission of a waiver of Education Code 56195 on size and the scope requirements of Special Education Code Panhandle Area, SELPAS, by the Roland Unified School District to the State Board of Education. Any member of the public who would like to provide comments on the waiver is invited to do so during the public hearing. Public hearing opened at 6:50.
So the purpose of the public hearing is to allow members to come forward to share input regarding the waiver to the State Board of Education. So as you are aware, we are preparing to submit a waiver, which would be asking the State Board for permission to move forward in being recognized as a single district SELPA to meet the needs of our special education students. That waiver hearing will be held at the State Board sometime in January. Potentially, we're petitioning to be heard by the State Board in January. So this is an opportunity for the public to come forward and share any perspectives regarding our request of the State Board of Education regarding changing in our SELPA.
Public hearing closed at 6:51. Okay, then we move to discussion action item. The next item is item 7A. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the submission of California State Board of Education, a waiver of Education Code 56195, as SEC, and size and the scope requirements for a special education local plan areas SELPA.
Second.
Angelina, second. Discussion. Those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. The next item, 7B, can I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution AS 18-1904, approving the application for grant funding from the State of California Energy Commission for the School Bus Replacement Program GFO 17607.
Second.
Donna move. Angelina, second. Discussion?
I have one item. Mm-hmm. On the resolution, it has on here that whereas the cost of additional options required for 10 buses is $187,130, for wheelchairs, plus an additional $155,000 if air conditioning is selected. I'd like to take out $155,000 for air conditioning and not leave it open as if it is selected. I feel that these buses need to be air conditioned.
And Mr. Malkin had brought this request forward, and as a district, we don't have any opposition to his request. Leaving it the way it's presented to the board this evening, it will give the board a choice at the time of purchase. So the opportunity for this resolution is not, we would need to price it out. We have already done that. Therefore, the estimated cost of $155,000. But it again gives the board the opportunity to choose the what amenities they would like to have on the bus, or what if they would prefer air conditioning or not at the time of purchase, should this grant be approved. So it can be done now, it can be done later, and you and I have had the conversation. So really whatever is the privilege of the board. And Mr. Bowie is here as well, our Director of Transportation, should there be anything additional that the board has questions about.
Yeah, I don't see air conditioning as an amenity, though, especially if you have special ed students on the bus.
If I can also add, we plan to bring you a recommendation if we're awarded buses with air conditioning.
Right.
At the time of purchase. This is just to move forward with the application. But our intentions are to bring forward just like the recent four buses that we're looking at.
Yeah, my concern is that over a period of time, players change, and they might not have the same philosophy. I'd like to lock it in now, if possible.
My concern would be on the application if they see, oh, they're going to have air conditioning and that's it. Or I don't know, the if means that we have a choice. So it isn't decided right now. It will be decided later, correct?
At the time of purchase.
After we get the grant.
We have to get the grant first.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the grant does not include air conditioning. That's an option that...
That's
a district. That's why it's written that way. But
yeah. And will it come back to us then to vote on the air conditioning separately?
Yes. Okay. So we first, this is requesting to submit for the grant. If we are awarded the grant, then because, as Mr. Flores has said, the grant does not include air conditioning. And so if the board elects to put air conditioning on the buses, it would be an additional cost above and beyond what is grant funded. Therefore, that is why it is included in this resolution the way it is written.
Is the wheelchairs included because of state code, or because that's not an if, that's it will be?
And Mr. Bowie can respond to that. It's depending on when the buses that they're going to be replacing.
So the grant does not cover the wheelchair or the AC. That's right. An option. The grant does cover the cost of the vehicle plus the taxes.
But we're saying in the affirmative that wheelchairs will be funded, wheelchair accessibility.
No, it will be part of the option.
Right, but we're just saying that there's money allocated for wheelchairs plus the air conditioning if selected.
The reason for the wheelchairs is because we've determined that the buses that qualify for this are actually buses currently used for wheelchair. So we would want to replace like for like, and that's why we would have the option for wheelchair.
Yeah. Well, is the word is selected applying to both wheelchairs and air conditioning, or just the air conditioning?
Both.
Both.
See, I was reading it as it applies just to air conditioning.
And I can see how you could, I see your, because $155,000 if air conditioning is selected, it should say for air conditioning if selected, because it's both of them. So those are options above and beyond the cost of the grant. So the resolution, the importance of the resolution is to draw attention from the board that we are submitting for this grant. If we are awarded the grant, it's not going to cover wheelchairs and it's not going to cover air conditioning. So if we are awarded the grant, we get the bus and that's it. And we would need to right. fund any additional things on it. So it's not completely at no charge to the district.
Well, then after air conditioning, there should be a comma and then if selected, applying to both of them.
We can make any changes to the board's pleasure.
I support the changes Mr. Malkin is requesting.
Comments? Do you support it or do you?
I support
it. So clarification for staff, and can you assist Mr. Malkin that whereas the cost of the additional options required for 10 buses is $187,130 for wheelchairs, plus an additional $155,000
for
air conditioning,
comma, if selected.
If selected. Agreed?
Okay.
Okay.
So do we need to withdraw the and just
nope.
Okay, so favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Just a clarification.
So the next time 7C, I need the motion and a second to adopt the resolution SO 181904 measured goal. The Mount SAC, Mount Centennial College, the job training, college transfer, classroom repair, and a safety measure.
I'll move.
Lynn, move.
I'll second.
And Mr. Malkin, seconds. Discussion, comments?
Normally I abstain from anything or recuse myself for any votes on related to Mount San Antonio College due to my employment. However, tonight I will be voting on this item just because I have already endorsed it on the side. So if people are confused why I vote on this Mount SAC issue and not others, that's the reason why.
Okay. So any other, hey, Donna?
And Mount SAC does a lot for our students, so it would be a good thing for us to support.
Yes, yeah, some people are asking why are we involved with this at all? We have students that go to Mount SAC. We want those classrooms to be the best and the teaching to be the best possible for them when they go. So we feel it's in our best interest for our students to be involved and for me to be in favor of it.
Mm-hmm. To improve Miles and to benefit to our kids too. Those favorite say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, next item, 7D. In the motion, in the second, to receive the second reading and adoption new board policy 4033, adaptation accommodation. Donna, move.
Second.
Angelina, second. Discussion and comments, questions? They say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next item, 7E. And a motion and a second to rectify and approve the interim reclassification criteria for the 2018-2019 school year to use the 2018 LPAC score. Are there any questions or any motion? Can I move?
Second.
Angelina, second. Discussion, comments?
This is a question I had asked earlier. This is a state requirement that we switch from one assessment tool to this assessment tool?
Correct. Yes, changing from the previous CELT to the LPAC. The CELT is no longer being issued.
And then when we look at student achievement, we're using two different assessment tools. So I'm assuming we won't be able to compare next year with last year.
So we still will compare in terms of redesignation rates and so forth, but it is we just do need to be cognizant and recognize it's a different instrument.
And Lynn? When will it go into effect? This year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This year.
2018.
And there will be training?
Yes, it's already happened. Yeah, we're already issuing that test now.
Any more comments? Those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, next, consent calendar. I need a motion and a second for the consent calendar with the changes.
Second.
Donna, move. And who's second?
I second.
Janina, second. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Vote separately. Yeah. No, so no, the no consent calendar is no.
No,
there's a misrepresentation.
Yeah, because it wasn't polled.
There's a poll. Yeah, okay.
And these are just
yeah, okay. So mm-hmm. Okay, the next is conference session. We have two public hearings scheduled to take place at the November 8th, 2018 board meeting. The first public hearing will be to receive input on increasing the numbers of students participating in the La Puente Valley Regional Occupation Program. And the next public hearing will be to receive comments on the proposed energy conservation services with Climatech LLC. The proposed energy conservation services with Climatech LLC will be available for public viewing should members of the public wish to review. Okay. Next, board member comments. Start with Lynn.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that Jellick student just the best tonight? Mm-hmm. She did a super job. She was very poised. She said such what she wanted, and she made it very interesting, and she did all the talking. The adults did not talk for her, so kudos. She did a really good job. I want to thank Dr. Mitchell for clarifying that public comment. I mean, the public comment hearing, because sometimes we get wrapped up. We talk about public comments. We want public to say something in hearings, but they don't understand what we're talking about. So she did a good job clarifying that. And we're going to going forward, we're going to do a better job with those types of items. Also, we appreciate the teachers who came up and talked about bullying problems they're having. We are not unaware that you're having problems. We want to be sure that we understand better, so it helped me a lot hearing from you tonight. And we know we don't live in a perfect world, We can't solve all problems with one magic motion, but we can talk about it, and we will try to do the best we can for our students so that our campuses are safe and students continue to learn, because we know if you have disruptive classes, other students don't learn. My last thing I'm going to say is I'm going to give a plug, and this benefits students, so I think I can say it. There are some, I'm not selling tickets. It's just an announcement.
Let me go to the tickets.
On the table in the hall is a flyer. Looks like this. On October 28th, there's going to be a fundraiser to raise money for the Bill Longacre Memorial Christmas Fund for Kids. It benefits our schools, a Title I school, and more information is on the flyer, so please take one home with you and consider helping our students. Thank you.
Okay, good evening. So since last board meeting, I'm just going to highlight a few things. I'll give my full list to Brandy for the minutes. One thing, we had the Battle of the Tracks football game, Nogales versus Roland, and we had a nice tailgate beforehand. And this year, Roland was victorious, so congratulations to Roland on their victory. I've attended a couple of the freshman football games. I like to go to some of the freshman games because I like to see the kids when they're first starting out and then look at how they progress when they're on varsity their senior year. I attended the district college fair at Nogales High School. It was an excellent turnout. The room was packed. There was no room for hardly to move around. It was a really nice turnout and a nice event, and next year I hope that we can have even more colleges participate. There were several students who indicated, I wish this college was here or that college, so I look forward to seeing some new colleges there next year, but it was an awesome event. The La Puente Valley ROP board meeting, my colleague Ms. Friedman and I attend that meeting each month to represent Roland Unified School District as well. And let's see, the Roland Council PTA Welcome Back Breakfast was just a fantastic event. And as an involved parent, I really wanted to make sure I was at this event because it recognizes all those parents who take the time to be involved in their child's education and at their school sites, which is so important. And as we're talking about discipline a lot, I think that makes a difference as well when the parents are involved and they know the people on the campus and they take the time to know their students, their children's teachers, and the administrators at the district. That makes a huge difference in the communication and in addressing those situations. So I really wanted to make sure I was there to say thank you to all those parents who spend all that time there, because it's not easy. Lots of us worked and were involved in our kids' education, and it's hard. So I greatly appreciate it. Roland Council PTA taking the time to acknowledge those individuals. And lastly, I'd like to say that ARE President Shay Lohman sent the board comments in advance, and since he wouldn't be here at this meeting, and it was about student discipline. He sent us a video message. And I just want to say, as Ms. Ebbingkamp said as well, that we do believe you when you say that there's a discipline issue. But I, for one, wanted to hear it from you. So thank you guys for coming in tonight to share your concerns on the record with the board and with the cabinet and the superintendent. So we appreciate you guys being here. The only thing that I would ask is that you guys give Dr. Zamora and Dr. Despard a chance to assess the situation, as they've only been on the job for 3 and 2 months, and give them a chance to work with you and to communicate with you and to try to find a solution to this problem. I think that there's not a person here who wouldn't believe that there's discipline issues in the classroom. I work in adult ed, and we have discipline issues in the classroom. So I know you have them in K-12. So again, thank you for being here, and I look forward to hearing how you work with Dr. Zamora and Dr. Despard to come to some what's the word I'm looking for? Fixing the problem, I'll say that. To come into some way to solve the problem and work together on addressing this issue. So thank you guys again for being here tonight.
I want to pick up where Dr. Mitchell gave part of her presentation, and then also the young student from Roland High School. I was happy to see that she mentioned that Mental Health Awareness Week is this month. Matter of fact, it's October 7th through the 13th. I just want to share with you a couple of statistics from NAMI, which is the National Association of Mental Health, regarding adolescents. 20% of the youth ages 13 to 18 live with a mental health condition. That's 20%. Approximately one in every 12 children and teenagers exhibit self-harm. More than 95% of those cases are due to mental illness. More than 50% of the teenagers with severe mental illness drop out of high school. About 95% of the children in juvenile detention suffer from mental disorder, and many times suffer from more than one disorder. And one in five young people suffer from a mental illness. Of those teenagers, only 30% will be diagnosed and able to receive proper care. Only 30% will be diagnosed. Approximately one in five youth ages 13 to 18, or 21.4%, experiences a severe mental disorder at the same point during life, at some point during life. For children 8 to 15, the estimate is 13%. So when we talk about classroom behavior, bullying, substance abuse, the fine thread that runs through all those is mental illness. That has the commonality in all three of those things. And if we really want to get to the root of those things, we need to address the issue of mental illness in our society and in our schools. The problem is, as Dr. Mitchell said in her presentation, it's a very complex issue. And as Ms. Ebbenkamp said, there is no one fix for it. So the only way we're going to be able to solve this is that every student has a story, it has a history, and we need to understand that student and get to know that student. And through collaboration between parents, teachers, administrations, principals, we should be able to come up with an approach to approach this in a positive manner rather than a disciplined manner. I know discipline is important because you want to extinguish the behavior immediately, but over long term, a positive approach will help the student who might not be diagnosed to get the proper help that student needs. So I hope that we can work together, and with the teachers being here today, that could be a stepping stone to getting to that point where we can form a task force to work on this. And thank you for presenting tonight. Thank you.
Donna?
Okay. First, I liked Jellick's presentation. It was very creative, and about the TV production, Channel 5 is going to air some of theirs. That's really exciting. I was really happy that last month we had our discussion about discipline and the concerns of discipline, and I totally understand as a former teacher, it's the hardest elementary teacher for 36 years. It's so hard that you send a student to the office and then they return, and then now it's triggering off to other students, and then where's the learning? You know, you have to do so many things. So I appreciate you three coming. That was really nice that you told the board how you felt and what's going on in the district, and I'm sure that it will all be addressed by everybody. Okay, and so some of the places that, some events that I have attended was the college fair, and 20 colleges and universities were in attendance to give out material and talk about their college or university. There was also some breakout classes, which were outstanding. They talked about financial aid, how to fill out an application, what is needed, and so much more. And this story I need to tell you because it really touched my heart, and it involves Mr. Frank Chang. And so he spoke to a student about not settling for a Cal State, that he should try to look at all his options and try to go to a UC. He also showed the senior and his parents where the tables were to the three colleges that we have partnerships with, allowing students to receive grants for Roland Unified School District students. I was very touched by that. I was able to visit some schools, which I really enjoy, and all schools had great lessons and hard work by the staff, which was very evident. Students were engaged while learning. Great teaching and learning was apparent. at Via Corta, there's an occupational therapy class, and this year they took off a wall to make it bigger, and 20 students throughout the district utilize this. Karaoke at recess for students in the computer lab, and Estella said it helps them in reading. I never thought about that. Santana visited the alternate to suspension room, had a handful of students in it, and the two alternate learning program classes had several students in them. All students spoke highly about how they liked that program. At Rorimer, they are going to start a STEM class, which will include robotics, 3D printing, and more. The hard of hearing class has severe preschoolers learning. At Santana, there was a hotspot distribution. 1 million devices nationwide in 4 years by Sprint will be given out. 22 devices were given to Santana students, but at Roland, students received 461 devices, 9th through 12th grade. There was an awards assembly at Hurley, the last thing I'm going to mention that I attended. The speech teacher welcomed every student coming on the campus by saying good morning. This was part of her yard duty. As a former teacher, I did not like yard duty at all. But I think this would be a lot of fun because the kids are smiling and saying good morning, and what a way to start the day. Then six boys picked up trash and looked at me and said, look, teacher. I was so proud of them for taking pride in their school. Maybe it was because they called me teacher. I haven't been teaching for so long, but I was really happy that they did that. The awards were given out at the assembly, and for perfect attendance by grade level, most accelerated reading points, eager reader award, mathematics, Hurley of the month. The student body made a bridge with their hands as the students received an award, and they walked under their hands. I never saw that before. That was really wonderful. And a lot of other things that will be posted in my minutes. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
All right. I'd like to share with everyone, there's an event on September 28th. The Chinese American community had a big celebration. That was Confucius' birthday. And that is also a National Teachers' Day for 2,700 years from the birth of from the date of Confucius. So for past 2,000 years, no matter who ruled the country and no matter where you live, for all the Chinese, they consider September 28th a Teachers' Day. Salute to all teachers, because the Chinese culture consider teacher is the most respectful individual on. Most respectful profession for everyone. It's just next to God, next to the land, and next to the parents. So every year in September 28, everywhere the people, the Chinese community celebrate, and a salute to all the teachers. So I'd like to share with these to all the teachers and let you know the Chinese community. Salute to you and appreciate the contribution and the your teaching the kids to the next generation. Yeah. So that's September 28th. And today I'm very impressed. The Jolik, Alisa Madrid, her reporting and. You notice the microphone she's holding is a just like a TV anchors, and but there's the Jolix logos on there, so that's very, very impressed. So very whoever has the idea, that's very, very impressive. So yeah, thank you for the Jolix, all teachers and the parents and the kids, for their good work. Okay, so next, we have no need to return to closed session, so I need a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I make a motion.
Oh, Antonina made a motion.
Second.
Need a second. One of you say aye?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries the meeting 7:20. That's right. All right, thank you, everyone.
Okay.
So,
okay.
All right.
Look at you go.